kicking the show off. We're kicking Think 19 off properly with Mr. Eric Askel. Askelson. Correct?
Askelson.
I
Askelson.
Got it. My first try.
Nice
you
job.
Are Co-op Financial Services Chief Counsel.
Yep.
What does that mean? You're handling all the legalities? Or
yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, the title is General Counsel,
okay.
So basically I'm responsible for the legal organization. And then, in addition, I also have the information security and risk functions of the organization.
Okay.
So that's what I do, but basically provide legal advice to the organization, the board, and the leadership.
Right on. All right, let's step back a little bit.
Okay.
Let's get a quick little summary or background of your career and what led you to co-op.
Yeah, well, immediately before this, I was a partner in a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Helped advise insurance companies and financial institutions on regulations that are impacting their business. You know, a lot of those organizations, much like credit unions, were consumer-facing organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So, these new privacy regulations and other things that are impacting the industry in the credit union space were also impacting those clients as well.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I spent 12 years in the insurance industry as various legal and compliance functions within a large insurance company. Most recently was the general counsel, so I had legal and compliance responsibilities for the U.S. operations of a large insurer here. So,
Right on. So what are some goals as co-op's new chief counsel, general counsel? What do you want to achieve initially?
Well, the main thing for me immediately was mm-hmm. coming into the industry and understanding, the payment side of the business, and then also learning about the credit union space. So, come from an insurance background, really trying to meet the clients that we serve, understand their organizations,
mm-hmm.
understand how they support their members, and then also, the payment industry, a lot of technology there, a lot of transactions.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Understanding the broader payment space. So,
mm-hmm.
doing a lot of educating myself. The other thing I would say is came into the organization, and one of the things that Co-op is trying to do, the board really wanted to modernize its governance. So they had a big project kicked off to look at the framework. So we're trying to put together, update our board governance framework, make sure we have the right committees and structure to take Co-op into the future,
mm-hmm.
into the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Board governance is really, really some forward-thinking credit union leaders
mm-hmm.
that feel strongly about that. So that's been a big initiative. The other thing that I would say is, coming in, I'm not quite yet at the 2 month mark. So taking inventory.
Brand new.
Yeah, taking inventory of the house and saying, do we have the right resources in the legal risk information security space
mm-hmm.
to actually, take Co-op into the future and ensure that we're providing the services
mm-hmm.
and safety that we need for our credit union members.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, just getting to know the people at Co-op in the industry. So,
yeah. Cool. Why Co-op? What brought you to Co-op? I mean, what attracted you to the...
This is so... I'm a farm kid. So it sounds weird, but...
Okay.
And I grew up, I tell you, about every day of my young life, I spent in a cooperative. And really, it was really exciting for me to move into this space because
mm-hmm.
completely different. Those were ag cooperatives, but Co-op is a place where it's bringing the power of its members together
mm-hmm.
to provide the services that they need. So it struck a little bit of a youthful chord in me.
Oh, nice.
And it's an interesting organization. The credit union space is really about supporting their members, community minded. But Co-op is an information technology company. So it's a really cool place.
Yeah,
it brings some things
mm-hmm.
together
mm-hmm.
and a great culture. There's a great team here. So I met a lot of people in the organization and. It just felt like a really good fit.
All right on.
So.
That sounds like it to me. All right, let's get to the regulations that you were referring
to
earlier. So how do all the regulations affect Co-op and its service to credit unions? Because, we're the credit union industry or the financial services industry in general has just been inundated with regulation after regulation. It's like a fire hose. And it keeps a lot of the smaller credit unions doing from what they do best, which is serve their members because they're busy managing the regulation. So from the co-op side, how does that affect co-op service to the credit union?
It's really if you look at Co-op Financial, so we are not a consumer facing organization for the most part.
Right.
We are serving credit unions who are serving their members. The credit unions are being impacted by, there's a whole new regime of data, information security, regulation and laws that are being implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at places like New York, it's implemented a cyber regulation. California's got a law that's come online.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk about other states that are going to implement consumer privacy regulations and laws. Mm-hmm. So credit unions are facing that whole gamut of a new regulatory regime, yeah. And it's very active because it's a political topic. Consumer data is very important.
Right.
So we have to be sure that the services that we're providing to our member credit unions,
yeah. Yep.
That we build what we need to make sure that the credit unions comply with the obligations that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how we think about it. So it's kind of those consumer privacy laws are ancillary to the services that we have to provide. Mm-hmm. So we have to stay on top of them. We have to make sure that we can build services and provide technology that allows the credit unions to meet those needs.
Yeah.
We have to stay ahead of it.
That's a good point, yeah, because a lot of vendors are trying to keep up with the regulation because credit unions have to do their due diligence and who they work with. Obviously, co-op falls into that category, so you guys have to do your due diligence as well to make sure that you guys are compliant with the regulations as well, right?
Yeah, and it's really, that's where kind of the background that I have in the consumer-facing organizations, what was impacting financial institutions, insurance companies, credit unions are, it's the same rules and regulations that apply to them, so I really understand that space and understand how difficult it is to keep up with that, so we want to be part of the solutions for the credit unions.
Right on, good to hear. All right, now your job also involves serving as corporate secretary and working with co-op's board of directors. So what does that involve? What's that?
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like you're wearing a couple of hats here.
Yeah, that's really, I'm basically the management person that's the liaison to the board. So we want to make sure that the board gets the information that it needs. We in that role, work for the board and making sure that, we have the meetings organized well, we have the information, the presentations. So basically just being that support service to the board to make sure that, they can serve their function, their governance function over the organization. Mm-hmm. So that's really what the role is. And a big piece of that has been what I was talking about before, modernizing the governance framework to take us into the future.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
It's been fun. I mean, it's fun to come into an organization where they feel really strong about the governance side,
mm-hmm.
and it's really important to our credit union leaders that serve on our board.
Yeah, doesn't that set the foundation for everything, basically?
It absolutely does. It's the right tone at the top and the way top.
Yeah, so, the tone at the top. I like that. You have to trademark that for sure. All right, so anything else to add? 2 months into the job, and sounds like you're kicking it off quite well.
It's been fun. It's been fun. I had a great kind of introduction to the industry. I started my first day at GAC.
Oh, did
so
you?
So I said it was the, it's kind of the mosh pit first day.
That's
quite
an overwhelming first day.
It was a blast. I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, it's a good show too.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, I'll let you get back at
thank
it.
You, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Get in there and go enjoy the show.
I will do that.
A great way to immerse yourself as well.
Yeah.
All that's going on. So
yeah,
good stuff.
Appreciate it. Thank
there
you.
There he is, Eric Askelson. Got
all
it.
All right.